Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
To the Fan Fight Podcast. I am Danielle Riando. I'm the EIC at this here website, and I am joined by my friend and co-host, wrestling expert, LB Hunk Tears. How are you today, LB?
Oh, I'm pretty tired, but you know, I'm doing it. I'm hanging in here. I'm here. I'm excited to talk about these very cool things that we have to talk about today.
Yeah.
We watched two things.
I am too. I am... beyond
I'm very excited to hear about what I gave you. Your opinions, I mean, on what I gave you.
Oh my God.
Because
yes.
I gave you no context.
No, just there was no context. Delight. I didn't need context. It was perfect. It was the most perfect thing. And so just so y'all know, if you've never heard a Fan Fight podcast before, here we are. Here we are proudly to discuss the things that we love. LB is, of course, the pro wrestling expert. I am the MMA fan and person who grapples as a sport. And what we do is we both bring each other a sort of a selection, a delicious treat, if you will, from our favorite pastimes. And we bring it to each other to share in the love and the collaboration. And LB, this week, you gave me what is, no question, hands down, my favorite pro wrestling match I've ever been exposed to in my entire life. It's going to be hard to top this one. It's going to be hard to beat. This was Big Swole versus Dr. Britt Baker in... what can only be described as a sort of comedy James Bond action scene, but pro wrestling. And it's maybe, it's just the best thing. I went in with no context and I truly loved it. And I am so excited to talk to you about it. LB, do you want to give me the context that I didn't
yes,
have?
Yes, let's talk about this.
Okay.
So Saturday night was All Elite Wrestling's Labor Day weekend pay-per-view, All Out. And, Big Swole and Dr. Britt Baker have been feuding on Dynamite for a while. Britt Baker's been injured. That's why she had a mask thing on. She hurt her leg, and then I guess I don't know if she actually hurt her nose or not. But
yeah,
whatever. She's been out of action since May. I think May. Nope, she's been out of action since August. I just forgot about it. But yeah, before that, she was out of action since May.
Okay.
And Britt Baker's an actual dentist.
I love this about.
She's an actual real life dentist, who started training as a pro wrestler a few years ago. She's, I think, still pretty new to it. But what she isn't, and like her actual in ring work is fine. She's not the best, but her character work has gotten to be so fucking good. If you read the AEW recaps on Fanbyte, like, you will know that I think all, like, everybody who's on those loves Britt Baker, loves her character. She's just this mean, like, Pennsylvania dentist. Mean girl. With hoop earrings, who's just a bitch. And I love her. Her finisher, usually, she, like, reaches into her opponent's mouth and, like, tamps down on some nerve in their jaw. And it's just, I don't know, something about her delivery is just so funny to me.
Oh,
and
God.
Big Swole is just, like, massively charismatic. Super funny. Really cool. She's got really, really great in-ring presence. You don't, like, I mean, you can see her physical presence in this match and just, like, she brings so much to it.
Yeah.
So they've been feuding. Finally, this match is announced as a tooth and nail match on last week's Dynamite. No one knows what that is. I asked Colette, who's, if you, you know, want to know more about pro wrestling rules and stipulations, we did a whole episode with Colette Arend about different stipulations stuff. I'm like, Colette, is this a thing? And she said, no, this is not, this is not a thing. This is a made up thing. I was like, great. It was supposed to be on the pre-show, which is, was free on YouTube. And I think people were so mad that there was only going to be one women's match on the actual pay-per-view. But also that this the coolest concept ever was going to be given away for free. So they put it on the main show. It was the opening match.
Everybody else had to like, follow there was a pre-show. How could anybody follow this? How could anybody follow this? Well, that's the best thing that ever happened. How are you going to follow that?
So, like, okay. This thing starts right off the bat. Fucking amazing. Big Swole shows up at this suburban dentist office in, like, an old limo. An old stretch limo. Like, the kind of boxy kind, you know? Yeah. Like, the ones that are, like, rectangular and really sexy if you're our exact generation, I guess.
It's a sex symbol. Looking. I would say a sex symbol limo. Yeah.
In a fucking crop top that says Swole on it in camo, matching camo pants, a Black Lives Matter armband, and, like, the sickest pair of sunglasses I've ever seen.
Yep.
And she gets out and walks into this dentist office and, like, oh, my God. It's just so... They've been doing all these, like, quote-unquote cinematic wrestling matches that are kind of more like movie fight scenes.
Yeah.
Since, you know, since the COVID era started and you're seeing less and less wrestling or more and more wrestling that's been pre-taped. This, to me, is the triumph of the fucking cinematic wrestling era. The part... Like, the match starts with Swole walking around this dentist office looking for Britt Baker... well, first she like gets first she fights with Britt Baker's assistant slash secretary slash makeup artist.
Yep. wait, is that her actual role?
I mean, she's a wrestler.
No, Ronald, I know, but like, is that yeah, like, that's how her, she's introduced? Yeah,
that's her. Like, yeah, that's her gimmick, which is so much better than just being somebody's like manager or valet.
Yes,
it's genius. Swole walks into this like walks into an exam room, opens a cabinet, and it's just full of chattering like wind up teeth.
It was such a delight. I actually had to pause. So I'm watching this, right? And again, like, not as much background in pro wrestling and what it is and what it can be. For me, it's like, oh, you know, there's big characters. They go in a ring. And obviously, I'm learning.
Yeah.
But I start watching this and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is already amazing. The fight's already amazing. I love how there's a fucking ref who just follows her around. Like, well, I guess this is the match. He's just following her around. And then she opens this, like, dentist cabinet full of chattering teeth. I almost died. This is like sketch comedy with stunts is what this is. And it's
fucking
like,
perfect.
This is an art form. This is transcended into like a beautiful art form. I love it so much. I'm sorry, please continue. I just got so excited about the chattering teeth.
The chattering teeth are incredible. Like that's whoever came up with that detail is a fucking genius. But like the first action between Baker and Swole in this match is Britt Baker taking her dental diploma off the wall and smashing it over Swole. Bananas.
Well, bananas will come into play.
And bananas do come into play. Like they go outside, they go into the dumpster. When Britt Baker was injured, she was riding around in like a golf cart that was like customized. Okay. And
yeah, I had a question about this.
Yeah, that's your like special customized golf cart.
So I definitely have a note here. So yes, one of the wonderful things about this match is how much it moves location to location. Yeah. It's honestly like different set pieces. Like, okay, we have this set piece, and this set piece, and just wonderful array of props for each set piece. But yeah, this golf cart, I wasn't sure if it was a parade float. And so I was like, okay, the dumpster and parade float set piece is just like a note I made here. But this is her golf cart?
This is her special golf cart.
Oh my God.
Because she's like such a queen, because she's a role model. Because everyone needs to grow up and be like her.
But it's like so decked extra. Out.
It's decked out, yeah, because she was injured, so she, like, needed, you know, to be driven around. It's, like, so fucking funny, so weird. It's really short. It's super watchable. It's, I have no idea how anything, like, the rest of the show did not, it should not have been first. It, everything was, like, most of the matches were a big dip after this. It just, but also, like, I want to know whose idea this was. I want to know who, like, worked, like, did Swole and Britt Baker, like, do plan all this out themselves? Did somebody work with them on this? I want to know the entire, I want the oral history of the Tooth and Nail match.
Honestly, yes. And I want this to be, like, I mean, if it were up to me, this would be the format. And, like, people would play around in this format of, like, going to places and having these set pieces and, like, having this, like, just incredible physical comedy. Like, just incredible physical comedy. The timing is incredible. The facial expressions are incredible. There is an injection. There is a ripping of a diploma. There is just, like, oh, there's multiple, my God.
There's a lot of violence to diplomas done here. And, like, the fact that Big Swole wins via putting, like, sleep gas.
Yeah, she puts her out with an actual nightmare breather.
Yeah. Like, and then, like, literally putting her to sleep.
Oh.
It's just, it's ridiculous and funny. And I've been having a really hard time, as I've mentioned a lot, like, finding escapism in wrestling. Yeah. I've fully escaped from life with this match. I just, like, I thought it was, they just committed to everybody involved. The ref, Rebel, Britt Baker, Big Swole, they all committed 1,000,000% to this absurd gimmick.
Yes.
This thing that, like, okay, also gonna shame the wrestling community. So there's this website called Cage Match that, like, is a database for wrestling events and wrestling shows, and a lot of people on there, like, there are all these, they will rate the matches and the events. You want to know what the rating out of 10 that this match currently has on Cage Match?
I'm going to be so angry, aren't I?
You're going to be really angry.
It should be 11. And that's all I'm going to say, is that it should be 11, because this is the greatest, in my opinion, in my very uninformed opinion, where I've only seen, you know, 30 matches. This is episode 30 of this show. This is the best match in wrestling history.
I mean, it's honestly, I'm not joking. This is a match of the year contender for me.
Hell yeah.
In terms of, like, the amount of joy I felt watching it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, like, that's what wrestling is supposed to do. Wrestling is supposed to take you to this fantasy world of absurdity and craziness. And there were all these weird cinematic wrestling matches that people have been talking up. And I think this blows them all out of the water. So, yeah, this is a match of the year contender for me, for sure. It is, unfortunately, because wrestling is watched by fucking dorks, currently rated a 2.04 out of 10.
On Cage Match. Two out of
10.
What the fuck?
Zero, one vote for 9, one vote for 8, two votes for 7, zero votes for 10. Disgusting.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know. They just, okay. That's not a super surprise because wrestling fans are dorks and babies. So I feel like
that actually... Is it because it was women? It's the same thing.
It's that it's women doing jokey shit. And they're like, women's wrestling should be serious. What? And, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
What?
I don't know.
My voice is hitting new highs on the register at this. Yes,
it doesn't matter. They're dorks. No. Yep. But, like, that's a predictable dork response. So the fact that everybody involved in this knew there was going to be a dork response of saying it was bad, and they still committed 1,000,000,000,000%.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's the kind of, like, unembarrassed, beautiful, comedic genius that I like to see in the world. Also, if you liked this match, I really have to recommend a very similar type thing, which is the Orange Cassidy versus Stokely Hathaway Grammy Street Fight match.
Oh, my God.
I think that was the beginning of 2019, which is a match purportedly outside of the Grammys that is absolutely done in, like, some East Coast cold parking garage. That's just, like, yeah, it's just silly and very, very in this. Like, if you like that, you'll definitely like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought this was a fucking triumph. I loved it. I'm so glad you liked it. I also just have to say,
yeah,
like, both of their deliveries on all their lines were incredible, but I have to give extra, like, props to Britt Baker for, this is my house, this is my world, and I'm a dentist!
What? Like, honest to God, there's also a, you stabbed her? From the assistant slash makeup artist slash manager.
She is so funny.
Who has a banana peel on her head at the time. From the dumpster, you know, quote, from the dumpster. But it's like a bright yellow, but like very clearly somebody just peeled a nice, like, good banana. This did not come from a dumpster, but like it's from the dumpster in the fiction, which I truly like. There are so many genius touches like that, like genius level touches. And also like the ref doing the hand falling thing to see if to see if Britt is fully out. And he does it like four times. And then once he decides her hand is limp enough, you're like, that's it, she's out. And then there's the sound effects of the mat. It's just incredible.
So you do the, like, you're supposed to do it, I think, three times. And if it goes down three times, then they're out.
Gotcha.
In wrestling.
But I mean, like, we do that in EMS. Like, we actually do that a little bit to see if somebody's out sometimes. But
like, and it's like, it's, you know, it's a very dramatic thing. And it's like, obviously no one's ever really out when they do that. It's right, like a, and often you'll do it if somebody's in like a chokehold, if the babyface is in a chokehold, and you'll be like, one, oh, it's down, two, oh, it's down, three. And then like they do the, you know, like the monster coming back to life hand.
Yo, yeah, yeah.
You're like, no, I'm awake. I'm actually okay. I'm awake and I'm coming in. And then they go do their comeback. But like, yeah, them doing that here was so funny. Also because, like, it's sleep gas. Oh, it's not a chokehold. Of course it's going to put you to sleep.
Genius.
It's its job.
I have to also note that I truly love how much the announcers sounded like they were having the time of their lives and also trying not to laugh while commentating. It's, like, that, like, trying not to laugh voice makes me really happy. And I don't know, obviously, if these announcers were actually trying not to laugh or this was also part of their performance, but it was
they were trying not to laugh.
So good. We knew this would be physical. And like, they have that, like, I'm a dude in a suit kind of voice as well. You know, very like professional, like, sports announcer.
Yeah. I'm a serious sports announcer.
I'm a serious man. And it's like, next time we go to the dentist, we'll all remember this. And then there's a point after Britt goes out where he says, Britt needs some aftercare. It's just like, honestly, it's so good. It's so good. There are so many little touches that, oh, this was such a delight. It was such a delight.
I know. I really, like, I cannot say enough. I could have, so I'm still putting together my recap for this show because it took me several days to watch it because I have depression.
Sure. Yeah.
Which happens.
That's fair.
But like, I could have written a whole article just about this match and it would already be up. It's just, I will probably write a whole thing about it at the end of the year because it will probably be my match of the year. I'm just calling it. Like, I cannot imagine anything else coming close to this level of like surprising me.
Yeah.
And just feeling delight. Cause it's like, I've never, like, I've enjoyed Big Swole and I've enjoyed Britt Baker and, like, I've enjoyed their character work. I've enjoyed, like, some of their in-ring work. Big Swole in particular more than Britt Baker. Britt Baker's better at character stuff than she is at the in-ring stuff.
Gotcha.
But I've never seen anything close to this from either of them, just in terms of pure weirdness.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's out of nowhere. Like, if you look at this, like, if you look at their interactions and you look at the stuff they've been doing together, like, on Dynamite, This is a perfect conclusion to their feud. Tonally, it's perfect, but it's still a pretty big jump in weirdness.
Sure.
And yeah, I just, what a fucking treat. I'm so glad you enjoyed it because I just, it's the most I've liked wrestling. It's the most I've liked a new wrestling thing in ages.
Yeah.
And like, they should be so proud. Everybody involved should be so proud of themselves.
Yeah.
Because they are all champs. And Rebel, especially, shout out to like commitment.
Yes.
Walking in with that banana peel on her head. Like, it isn't, no, like, one, slapstick bullshit, but also like the corniest, oldest, like, vaudeville shit. Like, like old-timey cartoon. And she just nailed it.
Yeah.
She sold it perfectly, and it was just, like, yeah, the, like, tonally, mwah, beautiful. And, Jordan, I'm so sorry about all the sounds that I'm making, slapping my chair and kissing my fingers, and I don't know if this is picking up the air being blown around for me waving my arms around as I talk.
Oh, honestly. I can just feel it. I can feel the vibe. I can feel the good vibe. It makes me, it's giving me life, LB. It's giving me so much life right now. I love it.
Like, this is what we need today. Yes. This is what the world needs today, is this.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
This should have been the main event.
Honestly, this is my favorite pro wrestling thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm so glad. Yeah, because it's like, that's the other thing. It's like, you're not a wrestling, you know, you're learning about wrestling, you're getting into wrestling, you can appreciate wrestling.
Yeah.
But something like this is made to be accessible to anybody. Like, you could show this to a kid and they would think this was hilarious. You could show this to somebody who doesn't speak English and they'd think it was hilarious. Like, it doesn't, like, it's, it transcends, like, about like these kind of traditional gatekeeping boundaries of what makes wrestling accessible. So bravo.
Slapstick is the universal language. You
it
know?
Literally is. There's nothing funnier.
Yeah. I agree. This is so wonderful. This is such a treat. And do you want to talk more about it, or do you want to go into the MMA fight here?
I think I'm good to talk about another great performance by a couple of talented ladies. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So this is not as funny. I'll tell you that.
No, but it's fucking cool.
It isn't funny, but it's pretty rad. So I think we picked a couple of winners this week. So
I think so
for
too.
Context, I picked the Angela Hill versus Loma Lokbonme, which is a fight earlier this year, actually, not too long ago. And of course, we've talked about Angela Hill a few times. She's the first African-American woman in the UFC ever, actually. And she is just like a fucking delight of a person as well as an amazing fighter. Like, she just, her Instagram game is so good. Her TikTok game is so good. She's like a delight of a human being. She's awesome. She does a lot. She used to do a lot of cosplay before her fights. So she would do like Street Fighter characters or all sorts of fun stuff. She's like a really adorable nerd and like just such an awesome person. And she did break the UFC record for most fights in a year. She did 5 fights within 365 days. Or was it 6? God, I don't even remember. She broke the record, basically.
They mentioned she just takes fights and takes fights.
Yeah, gotcha. So this is one of her just like overwhelming successes. This is Angela Hill doing what Angela Hill does so fucking well, which is kickboxing. And mixing in a little bit of that wrestling. She does a lot of great clinch work here, which is actually a Thai boxing, a kickboxing thing, when you basically grab the person's head and you start working those elbows and the knees from that close range. Like, really good clinch work. She gets some delicious takedowns in this match, which I, of course, me being the grappler that I am, loved so much. I have loved watching her grow as a grappler and a wrestler. Like, loved it. Because she came in as a kickboxer. Like, she was fighting in kickboxing matches well before she was doing MMA matches, at least on the professional level, that very, very high level. So, you know, she's known as a kickboxer. She just has this fucking style where she makes things look easy. She just looks like, God. There's another fighter, Israel Adesanya, whose name is The Last Stylebender. Who's also just like a really cool and rad person who has such an incredible style. He is a New Zealander, I believe. And just like, there are things that they both do where they just look like they're breaking physics a little bit and they just make it look easy. They're just like that quick, that clean, that sharp, doing really fucking cool things. So this is a fight that does go all the way to the distance. And Angela does win pretty handily, I think.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm bringing this one to us today, just for context, is that on Saturday, in a couple of days from now, Angela Hill is also going to make more history as the very, very first Black American woman to headline a UFC fight. She is in the main event. She is on the top of the poster. Yeah, it's her versus Michelle Waterson, who is her nickname is the Karate Hottie, which is pretty good. I like Michelle Waterson. I liked her a lot more before she said something super nice about Dana White. who was like speaking at the Republican National Convention. And a great Instagram game thing from Angela Hill is that she was like, well, now I'm going to like beat you that much harder because I saw you do that, which is like, oh, I love Angela Hill. So I'll stop talking about this fight. Ellie, what did you think about this one?
I mean, the like exchanges, the kickboxing-y exchanges of like striking and kicking were really impressive. But like the takedowns, Angela Hill's takedowns, delicious is the word, like juicy. Some juicy takedowns.
Yes.
Like there's something really satisfying and like not cinematic the way the wrestling match we watched is cinematic, but like in terms of like beauty and drama and like satisfyingness, cinematic in that sense. Like it, a lot of the times in MMA, because it's real and it's not supposed to be, it's not like a theatrical version of fighting. Things don't feel as impactful as they are, as for me as a viewer. But like this fight really felt like, I feel like I could feel the, or maybe I'm just getting better at watching MMA, but, or it's a combination, probably
could
a combination.
Be both. Yeah, it could be both.
Yeah, the takedowns, the like, the that triangle that Angela Hill gets in there. They're just there, they're back and forth. I feel like they have really good chemistry also. Just them like, just trying to get one over on each other and it being really competitive and kind of, just really cool and really interesting to watch. And they both move so beautifully.
Yes. They're both really graceful like fighters.
Yeah, really, they're graceful.
Both very graceful. They just move. I do love it. Nothing about MMA is easy. So whenever somebody makes something look easy, I just want to like bow down and be like, how? How did you make this look easy? And I know the answer is thousands of hours of training.
Yes.
I understand that. I get that.
And like natural ability and
For sure. Athletic ability and unbelievable conditioning and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of practice and hard fought, you know, skill.
Practice and talent.
Those two things that go hand in hand when it comes to being a great fighter. Just... love it. When it looks easy, when it looks smooth, so when it cool. looks crisp like that.
I think that's the crispness and the easiness of it like really just made this such a joy, like a joy to watch. Like just like a pleasure to behold with my eyeballs.
Yes. Oh my God. What a perfect that is a perfect way of putting it. I completely agree. Yeah. I just also like watching even when Angela Hill doesn't win, and she doesn't all the time. She actually lost her last fight, which everybody thought she won it.
I remember that. Yeah, everybody thought she won that fight.
Claudia Gadelha, I believe, was her opponent, and she, you know, I'm a little biased because of how much I like Angela Hill, obviously, but I really did think she won that, and a lot of people did. So it's kind of like one of those, like, you know, you get a little mad sometimes. But even when she doesn't win, I just love watching her scrap in there because she is
really
both scrappy,
really tenacious,
and crisp. And you don't always see that combination. You don't always see people who are super scrappy, like tough, and also move with that level of grace and ease and finesse. Like it's a really, really beautiful thing to behold, I think. So, yeah. Yep.
I have it playing again in the background on mute and just like her locking in that triangle. And then, like, transitioning from the triangle to, like, being in guard and just, like raining down these elbows. I mean, not raining down, raining up these elbows on her back. Like, just so fucking cool. And,
That's so
really,
good.
Really, really good to,
I liked her dance at the end as well. She always
just has,
like,
really good vibes.
Yeah, she does. She has great vibes.
Like,
such good vibes.
Like, she's really tough, really graceful, really crisp and scrappy, and also like adorable.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. 100%. And like she does it so well. And like, it's probably not fun to watch right now as we're recording a podcast, but I do want to share just a few of her like I'll send you some of her Instagram stuff at some point of just like the videos she makes and the like little dorky memes she does and the little dances she does. Like she's just such a fun person to watch. She's such a, like she has so much showmanship as well as respect. Again, it's not like trash talking bullshit. It's just like, she's just so good as a performance artist, as well as a martial artist, if that makes sense. Like, she's so she's a performer. Good. Yeah, she's just a wonderful performer.
She knows how to play to the crowd and play to... Yeah, I do follow her on Instagram. I just am never on Instagram.
Oh, sure.
So I never... I don't see her stuff, but...
Yeah. And she's real good. She's a great follow, folks. Angela Hill. And also, I don't want to belabor it too much because, you know, I feel like today it's good to have a nice breezy episode. We both watched things that we truly just loved. But... Yeah, I'm very excited for Saturday. I really, really, really want her to win. Like, more than I even usually want anybody to win. I'm like, no, I really want her to take this one. Main event, making history, such a fucking delight, such a joy. The MMA world is so much better for her being in it and her being at the top of her game right now. Like, she's 35. You know, she's not, like, 22 or something, right? She's, like, she's, you know, she's almost my age. And, I just want her to stay in it for a long time. I want her in this game. I want to keep watching her. I think she's a fucking delight. And yeah, seems like a really rad person as well, which is pretty important to me, actually. Yeah. In terms of who I watch. Hell yeah. Obviously, not every fighter needs to, like, I don't go around like, oh, every person I watch for everything has to have, like, my politics or something like that. Right. But, like, I actively stay away from
somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
I feel this in wrestling too. It's just a relief when somebody is like remotely on the same page as you.
100%. And it's like a cool human being with like good ideas about how the world should go.
Yeah.
It's helpful. It's just helpful. It just makes it easy to, you know, it's like how I feel about the WNBA right now. Like, it's so easy to support that league because of the people who are there, you know, putting their money where their mouths are in terms of showing up for Black lives and Black trans lives and other campaigns that they're like really supporting in a major, major, very obvious way and giving voice to that. So like, it's just fucking cool to see. It's cool to see that with fighters. It's cool to see that with people you want to support and want to watch and, you know, want to enjoy their performances. So yeah. Oh, LB, if there's nothing else, I guess we should get ready to wrap things up. We should do our cool down. You know, I think of us as, you know, we work out together every week. You know, we do our little promo. Right. We cut our promo. That's our warm up. And then we go into the main event. And then we kind of do a cool down. You know, we do our little outro cool down. So thank you for being here so much.
Thank you for having me. This was a breezy one this week. But like,
yeah,
watch these things, everybody. Like,
watch them.
Take half an hour out of your day.
Yeah.
Check out this fight.
Yeah.
Check out this delightful wrestling match.
Yeah.
Have a cold beverage of your choice.
Yeah.
Sit back, relax, and try to like feel good for half an hour.
Yeah. Let it be an escape from the drudgery of life.
Yeah. These ones actually work.
Yeah. I think so. I really think so.
I can't guarantee it, but like, I want to say that's the Hunk Tears guarantee because I love to say that's the Hunk Tears guarantee. But it's not.
Well, it's a guarantee for you, you know, so maybe it's okay to say it's the Hunk Tears, you know.
If you're like me, and I know I am, this is a guaranteed escape from the dreadfuls of life, as Danielle said.
Hell fucking yeah. small gifts, you know, small gifts are good.
UFC this weekend, you have to recommend. I'm trying to see if there's like any wrestling this weekend I want to recommend.
I'm just so excited that it's Hill versus Watterson. That's the name of the card because they're the main event. God, that's so exciting to me. Oh, I'm so happy about that. It's also like, may I just say, it will always just make me happy when it's two women of color.
Of course,
as the main event on the poster. Like, that's just fucking cool. You know, MMA is actually a very, you know, diverse fighting force. There are people of all different cultures there, which is fucking awesome. But it's just fucking cool. I just think it's fucking cool when it's two women of color on the very top, you know? Top build, basically. So, yeah.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. Especially the UFC, which is the UFC.
Yep. 100%. You need to say more than that, I don't think. 100%. There is a Bellator fight tomorrow night, and there are some pretty awesome women fighters who are on that card. I believe Liz Carmouche is fighting tomorrow night on the Bellator card. She was actually one of the very first women. Actually, yeah, she was. She and Ronda Rousey were the first women's UFC fight in 2013. So let's see who she's fighting. Also, she's openly queer, which is cool, too.
So. Red.
And we're almost birthday buddies. Like, we were born in the same week, in the same year.
Wait, when's your birthday again?
Mine is February 13th. Hers is February 19th. But we were, like, it's same week, 1984. So, yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's any... Yeah, I don't think there's much wrestling I have to recommend for this weekend. There's a Tokyo Joshi Pro show on the 12th, it looks like. Yeah. Which I may be checking out, but... Yeah. Cool. That's what's going on with us this weekend.
Nice. I love it. I'm so excited. Yep, I think she weighed in. She's good. She's good to go. That's what it looks like anyway.
Hell yeah.
Woo! All right.
Cool.
On that note.
On that thank note.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for being here. We hope you enjoyed your combat sports entertainment journey with us. Thank you, as always, to Jordan Mallory for producing and for enjoying our show. It makes me feel so good. Thank you, Jordan, for listening and for producing.
Thank you, Jordan.
If you want to help us out, dear friends, please rate and review our podcast or tell a friend, tell a sparring partner, tell your gym buddies, tell your friends.
Tell your wrestling manager, your makeup artist, your assistant, your dental receptionist.
Your Pennsylvania dental receptionist. Please do tell your friends because we rely on word of mouth. We are a tiny organic podcast network, and we really do appreciate that word of mouth. We really do appreciate it, a recommendation. That helps us so very much. You can listen to all of our stuff at fanbyte.com/podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Fanbyte Media and Fanfight, FANFYTE. Let's not talk about Instagram. On TikTok at Fanbyte. And of course, on fanbyte.com. And you can watch all of our good streams on twitch.tv/fanbyte. And of course, you can check out all of our wrestling coverage at fanbyte.com/wrestling. LB, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at HunkTears and on various podcasts on the Fanbyte Podcast Network. I'm not going to tell you which ones. You're going to have to listen to every podcast and maybe you'll find me.
Exactly. See, that's the strategy.
That's the strategy. That's called organic.
That's called organic promo, baby. If you, for some reason, want to follow me, I am also on Twitter at Danielle R.I. All right, what kind of noise should we make today? Like some sort of dental noise?
Do you want to do like a drill?
Yeah. Let's do a drill on three.
Okay.
One, two, three. Woo, woo, woo.
That was a really good drill.